I mean, your thanks the distinguished speakers for their insightful remarks that set the scene for today's discussion. Targeting minorities on social media is one of the most acute challenges that the international community faces these days. If 20 years ago a genocide could have been provoked through blaming a minority on radio and TV, in our days we witness incitement to this horrendous crime unfolding through the conduits of social networks. It, however, can never happen without the tacit or direct participation of a government. Armenia is gravely concerned that the high-level officials of Turkey commonly use the insults as, and I quote, leftovers of the sword, end of quote, referring to the genocide of Armenians and other Christian communities. The leadership of Azerbaijan has adopted a similar derogatory stance, occasionally calling Armenians and, I quote, dogs who should be chased, end of quote. This happens in a country that alleges itself to have a multicultural society. This kind of messages were not singular emotional outbursts, but a constant motif of Turkish and Azerbaijani government policies, widely disseminated on social networks, including through numerous troll farms. Such concerted advocacy of national, racial, and religious hatred is an early warning sign of organized and systematic violence to come within and outside their countries, which we actually witnessed during the recent aggression of Azerbaijan against Nagorno-Karabakh. Early detention and denouncement of egregious use of hate speech can certainly contribute to the prevention of gross violations of human rights. The UN human rights pillar can play a key role in this regard. Armenia further believes that private companies who manage social networks should exercise utmost diligence in detecting and dismantling such heinous practices. I thank you, Madam Chairperson.